Amid innovations that address crumbling infrastructure, creation of new low-income housing, and plans to synchronize traffic lights, Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner, in her State of the City address last night, announced plans for new fire and police recruit classes this year. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Last year, 36 Syracuse police officers retired. That's one reason Miner, in her annual speech, announced that on March 7th, the city will be swearing in a class of 25 new recruits.
These recruits will begin the six-month academy, followed by 12 weeks of field training before they are assigned to duty.
One community activist, though, says that's not enough. Rich Polchalski of Syracuse United Neighbors says an understaffed department is hurting neighborhoods.
Last I heard from the police department, they were down 70, and it takes about a year when you put a class on for the guys to be out on a patrol. That is not realistic.
Miner says there are fiscal constraints when it comes to hiring new cops, adding there is more to fighting crime than more officers on the streets.
It's not just about numbers of police officers. It's about the relationship that you have with your neighborhoods, the leadership of your police department, and the techniques that you use.
Miner points to things like CUSE Cares and a gun violence initiative as community programs that help thwart crime. She also announced a new class of 25 new firefighters that'll be trained this year. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.